From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California will begin setting aside 40% of all vaccine doses for the state's most vulnerable neighborhoods in an effort to inoculate people most at risk from the coronavirus more quickly. The doses will be spread out among 400 zip codes with about 8 million people eligible for shots. Once 2 million vaccine doses are given out in those neighborhoods, the state will make it easier for counties to move through reopening tiers that dictate what businesses can be open. Dr. Mark Galli says those neighborhoods have lower rates of vaccination, but are often at the most risk from coronavirus. Mayor Lennon Breed said the city late Tuesday night finalized a plan with state officials to distribute access codes for educators to begin receiving COVID-19 vaccinations. Teachers and other school staff became available for receiving the vaccine a week ago as the city entered Phase 1B of the state's vaccine plan. On Monday, the city was set to receive 5,000 codes for teachers to make expedited appointments to get the vaccine, but the codes didn't come until late Tuesday. According to Breed, the codes came late over confusion from state officials on where to send the codes, since the city doesn't have a county office of education like most other California counties. She added that the city's Department of Public Health is working with the city's private and parochial schools to ensure those teachers also have access to the vaccine. So far, SFUSD has received at least 2,650 codes for teachers, with this first batch meant to prioritize those returning to the classroom soon, like elementary school teachers. Officials with labor unions representing teachers and other school staff called the vaccine rollout sluggish in a letter to the district, urging the district to abide by health and safety standards recently agreed upon. California lawmakers are pushing several new efforts this year to largely seal or expunge criminal records for those who have completed their sentences. The measures expand on existing laws that proponents say help those who are trying to reenter society. Nearly 8 million of California's 40 million residents have an arrest or conviction on their record. A bill by Senator Maria Elena Durazo would require the State Department of Justice to seal the records of people who go 2 years without another run-in with law enforcement after completing sentences and any parole or probation. Find more news at KALW on Facebook and Twitter, where we regularly update regional, national, and international news. Or find it all at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.